Welcome to Inspiring Life Coaching with Laura Erdman Luntz. Laura has inspired hundreds of clients for more than two decades to live happier, more satisfying lives. In fact, her goal for you is nothing less than living your extraordinary life, a life that is full of purpose, deeply fulfilling, and vibrantly joyful for you. For more information about the many ways she can inspire you, either directly or through her many home study programs and publications, check her website at www.muselaura.com. Because life is meant to be extraordinary.
Hello, my name is Laura Erdman Luntz. Thank you for this opportunity to introduce myself and share some words with you. I have been a yoga educator for almost 20 years and a life coach for almost 15 years. I've always seen my coaching and yoga as similar yet different. They were similar because their goals were to help people find their authentic life, their purpose, their joy, or as I like to call it, their extraordinary life. Yet they were different because in coaching I went through my students' heads and their hearts, in yoga their bodies and their hearts. In the past few years, I've seen my two practices come together in a powerful new way. Today, I want to share with you an idea that represents what I teach. Because the mind-body connection is so profound, what we do with the body affects the mind. Through yoga, because we affect the body as well as our energy, it is an even more powerful combination for changing what we think. Using yoga, we can cultivate a feeling of surrender, strength, courage, and even greatness and possibility, all of which can help us shift our habits and beliefs. Let's just look at one area, personal strength, and play for a moment. Take a moment to think of somewhere in your life you may not be feeling strong. Perhaps there is something you need to say that you've been unable to say, such as a final no to someone, or a yes to a new challenge. Now think about what you need to do in that situation and how you feel about what you need to do. Now let's change how we're holding our body and see how it affects how we think about this situation. Slump in your seat. So go ahead and just let your back round, let your heart sink in. And think about your situation now. Do you feel strong enough from this position to take a stand, whatever that might be? Strong enough to make a change? Think about how it feels. Now, we're going to change our posture, change how we're holding our body, and see how that affects how we think. Begin by coming to the edge of your chair and place your feet flat on the floor. Let me get a firm foundation. Now you're going to sit up onto your sit bones. Now your sit bones are at the very base of the pelvis, and they're what we sit on when we're sitting upright. We usually roll off the back of them into the squishy spot between the tailbone and the sit bones. So find your sit bones and roll up on top of them. Now lift and lengthen through your belly. So you're going to get long through the waist, draw the back in. You'll feel a contraction in the abdominals. Draw your shoulder blades down and just allow your heart to open. Take a breath. Check in with your body. Make sure there's no rigidity so you can still feel your breath in your torso. You're not holding it rigidly. Now from here, how do you feel about what you want to do? You feel stronger, don't you? Can it really be that simple? Well, yes and no. As I mentioned, there are ways to hold and move the body to cultivate a sense of surrender, of greatness, of courage and bravery, but it must be done regularly and combined with changing your thoughts as well. You need to become aware of the thoughts you need to change in the first place. Yoga and coaching are a powerful combination. You can join me to learn more through coaching, yoga, retreats, or one of my programs such as Awaken to Joy or Ignite Your Life. Thanks for giving me a moment of your time. I am honored you listened. Have a fabulous day.